Hello and welcome to the Pod2Pod podcast, where we explore the news, services, technologies, and advice that will help podcast producers and consumers. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Matthew Passy. On this episode, we are talking to Jamie Perkins. He's the founder and creator of Tongue FM. Tongue FM is a social network for podcast consumption. It allows you basically to almost any podcast that you listen to on iTunes or any of those other places exist on Tongue FM. You can go in there, listen, comment, share, create snippets of your favorite episode, talk to other people about what you like and things like that. It's a great new experience for social listening, something that I think is desperately needed in this space. And I think a platform that Jamie did a great job in producing. So definitely take a moment and check out Tongue FM. And if you go check out pod2pod.com, we had a blog entry from when we originally spoke to him that includes like a nice little sample of what his site does. So definitely worth looking into. Good for consumers and producers, because if you know how to use it, you can definitely, you know, market yourself a little bit better. Now, before we get to Jamie, remember, check out pod2pod.com. It's your go-to resource for all things podcasting. There you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, check out the latest headlines, browse our directory of podcast services, surf our calendar of podcasting events, and so much more. That's all at pod2pod.com. Now, here we go with Tongue FM's Jamie Perkins. This week on Pod2Pod, we're going to take you from the other side of the podcast experience and take you from what it's like to play and enjoy podcasts, something that if you're listening to this, clearly you'll like to do because you're probably a podcast creator or a very, very passionate podcast listener. And this has been one of the biggest complaints in the podcasting space is the experience of listening to podcasts that, you know, we sort of do this as a solitary activity. We do this alone. We do this, you know, in our cars. We do this on headphones. So it's rarely a social experience, but one guy is looking to change that, and he's doing that in a very, very interesting way. We are speaking with the designer, developer, founder, and everything else that is related to a brand new social podcast player called Tongue.fm. That's T-U-N-G.fm, Tongue.fm. It's available in the Apple App Store, and you can actually even use it online, which is great. And they're looking for someone to help them with the Android side of it. So if you know what you're doing, go get in touch with them. We are speaking with Jamie Perkins. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us here on Pod2Pod today.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
So what was the inspiration for Tongue.fm? How did you decide that this was going to be your crusade?
You know, mostly it's just the fact that it's so hard to discover podcasts and they're really long. And, you know, I thought there needs to be better tools for people to discover podcasts. And so Tongue.fm lets people see what their friends are listening to, and it lets you share clips and comment on podcasts, and you can mention your friends and they'll get notified, and it just really boosts the engagement and discoverability of podcasts.
So I'm just signing up for this app as we speak. I'm going to sort of enjoy this experience with you, the listener, who maybe haven't heard of this yet, but you know, you're hearing the interview now and you're thinking, oh, let me try it out. So this is kind of what the experience is going to look like. So you download it to your phone, you sign up, you could do a, you know, a Twitter or a Facebook login, which is great, pulls in your information, give yourself a username, and then you have to follow a few people. And obviously I'm going to recommend that you follow Jamie here. He is Inorganic, I-N-O-R-G-A-N-I-K. And as you said before we jumped on though, that most people will probably wind up following you anyway because you sort of suggest that they go with the five most active in Tongue.fm, right?
Exactly, yeah. You'll get a list of suggested people to follow, and those just happen to be the people that are the most active on the service. It's not anybody handpicked by me. It's just the most active people. So you're going to get more activity in your feed.
So now when I get through registration, I'm signed onto the app. I'm looking at it right now. You know, I've got five buttons across the bottom, which it looks like a list and player and hearts. And so how do you sort of want that first time user to experience Tongue.fm?
Well, I'm guessing probably about half the people will read the tutorial and other people will just
skip,
you know,
skip,
tap
skip
through it. Exactly. But yeah, it does explain those buttons. And the first one is the feed. And the feed actually has two tabs. There's a trending feed and a following feed. So regardless of who you follow, you'll get the trending feed and it'll show episodes that are trending across the service. And then on your following feed, you can just see what the people you're following are listening to. And then the next one over is the now playing tab. So you can always switch over to the episode that's playing. And something that's a little different about Tongue than other podcast players is that instead of just giving you a giant album art image, it gives you a view with like a tabbed view that has the episode description, then comments, and then episodes, other episodes of that podcast. And the reason I designed it like that is because the description, a lot of podcasts use HTML markup in their description, and Tongue takes full advantage of that. So as a podcaster, if you want to include links to your sponsor, you can include actual images, anything like that, any kind of HTML markup, it's going to appear in that window just how you want it to look, as it would look on a web page. And then the comments obviously shows you timestamp comments, and then episodes just gives you the list of all the episodes, so you can easily jump around. If you switch to another episode, Tongue will save your place. And please stop me if I'm rambling here.
No, we're enjoying it. So, I mean, so when I'm looking at an episode right now, one of the things that is trending is it says Instagram, Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger talking about how I built this show from NPR. And so James and Inorganic both recommended it. So they gave it the thumbs up, sort of, you know, comparable to a like or a heart if you're on Twitter necessarily.
Sure.
The next little icon looks like audio wave. And so when I look down at the like sort of common thread underneath here, it says the genesis of Instagram, 18 seconds. So I imagine if I click on that right now,
Greg, and I was like, well, Greg uses a bunch of filter apps to like make them look nice. And she goes, oh, you should probably add filters. And I was like, ah, that's it.
So what happened there, it looks like, is it jumped to where Inorganic, Jamie, who's on the line with us, decided to sort of clip a part of the episode and share it with everyone and make a comment. It played for about 11 seconds, about, you know, a few seconds into the episode. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it'll play instantly and you can share it. You can share the clip across social networks and you can embed it on your site and it links right back to the episode. So the idea is, you know, it's really easy for people to share this and experience just a little piece of the podcast really easily and quickly.
Very cool. So then there's also, like you said, there's just comments and those comments have a little timestamp on it. So we know exactly when you made those comments. If I click on that, is that going to take me to that part of the show or like, can I get to that? Or is it just sort of a good marker to know about?
Yeah, well you can long press on it and play the episode right from that timestamp. If you tap it, I think it brings you to the episode page.
But I see if you long press it, it gives you the share this comment, copy, play from, and then it gave me the exact timestamp that you're referencing to.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very, very cool feature. And then, of course, you also list how many plays there are for the episode in general. So we sort of get a sense of how people are experiencing this episode. Now, obviously, this is a great way for us to find podcasts. We see what our friends have played, liked, commented on, some clips that they have shared. Any limit to how long those clips can be?
Yeah, I limited them to 30 seconds just because basically I adhered to fair use copyright. So clips are meant for, you know, criticism and commentary. And it's not meant to steal the thunder from the podcaster. It's just meant to, you know, give people a taste of the podcast and hopefully, you know, let them try it out without listening to the whole thing.
So now I imagine then, again, like we said, this is great for the podcast listener who wants to discover more content. But I imagine too that this is also good for the podcaster themselves, that if they're active on Tongue.fm, they could even use this service like a clamor to clip their own episodes, comment on it, sort of give people a guide for what to listen for, how to listen, let them jump ahead to a, you know, a particular part to say, hey, this is a really good story. And then, you know, they get to experience that part. And now maybe the person's going to say, oh, you know, this person's pretty good. I'm going to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the cool thing about podcasts is you'll be listening and then all of a sudden you'll have this incredible moment in the podcast and you're like, wow, this is so cool. I really want everybody to hear this. And so with Tongue, you can do that.
So are these, when I hit play or when I download, am I downloading separately from, say, my iTunes podcast player? Is Tongue basically making a completely separate copy? Is it a completely separate directory? Do we have to submit podcasts differently to be a part of it?
Nope. And I made that really, it's just looks at the iTunes podcast directory because most podcasts are listed there out of any podcast directory. So you don't have to do anything special. Anybody can search for your podcast on Tongue and find it as long as you're listed on iTunes.
So if I'm in there right now and let's say I just want to look for one of the podcasts that I normally subscribe to, it just pops up right here on the top when I type in the name of the podcast I'm looking for. And it's as if I'm interfacing with my podcast app, but I'm just doing it through the Tongue interface.
Yep.
So how long did it take you to build and work on this and you know, put out the final product? I think a lot of folks want to create apps and programs for the podcasting community and, you know, are probably curious that, you know, they look at it, it's probably a very daunting task. So what was it like for you to develop this?
It was a long process. It took me a good year and a half to make this. And it doesn't help that I'm a little bit of a perfectionist. So I wanted everything to be just right. I mean, I was building an MVP, but it ended up being a little more than that. So yeah, it took quite a long time. I just wanted it to be a great experience for the users and look really nice and do everything that I thought it should do. So it did take a good amount of time, but hopefully it was worth it.
And so what's been the, I'm sure as someone who just said he's a perfectionist and wanted a lot of help and advice from the community, what's been the early feedback? What are some of the, you know, next features that you're hoping to introduce to Tongue to build this out even more?
Well, people who use it really like it. So I've been trying to get the word out to more people. And the second phase of Tongue is going to be all about the podcasters. So I'm going to roll out some special features for podcasters to help them promote their show and raise money for their show. And I have a huge list of user features that people want that I'm going to build too. So yeah, there's a lot to come.
Excellent. And so do you yourself actually engage in podcasting? What made you want to, you know, jump on this side of it?
You know, I've always enjoyed podcasting and it's kind of one of those new forms of media. I mean, I've enjoyed listening to podcasts. I did actually have like a music podcast, like a DJ podcast a while back, but it just seems like one of those kinds of media where it isn't quite mainstream enough that it's been fully exploited to the full potential. And so I'm really trying to like enrich it in ways that it hasn't been enriched yet. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty cool. And when you, how did you first start getting into listening to podcasts?
Oh, a long time ago, around 2006, I think I started listening to podcasts. Wired Magazine had a little group of podcasts and, you know, I just downloaded them on iTunes and listened to them while I work at my day job and really enjoyed them. So I just kept going from there.
I imagine while you're developing and designing apps and things like that, that you're probably still listening to a lot of podcasts to this day.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing I can't do is code and listen to podcasts at the same time because it's kind of like interpreting language and writing language at the same time. So I usually have to pause the podcast while I'm writing code.
That's completely understandable. So I would ask you what your favorite podcast is, but I think it would make more sense to tell people that they should download the Tongue.fm app, start following Inorganic, and you can get a sense of what he's listening to, what he likes, and sort of, you know, his podcast habits. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. And coming out like within either today or the next day or very soon, you'll be able to share your profile online. So it'll just be tongue.fm/you/your username. And then people can see what you've been listening to and dive right into any of those episodes.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And you said this is going to be, these are embeddable, that we could pull these into blog posts, WordPress, we can paste them on Facebook and Twitter and things like that.
Yeah, the clips themselves are embeddable. I have a how-to page for that, tongue.fm/embedding clips, embedding dash clips. Hopefully in the future, the whole comment thread will be embeddable, and you know, more things will be embeddable.
And so what's the final vision? You know, when, When is tongue.fm complete, or is this, you know, never complete? It's going to keep growing as long as there's more features you can throw in there.
Yeah, definitely never complete. No software really is. It's kind of like, you know, building software is kind of like cutting the lawn. You do it and you just have to keep doing it. But I really think I can feel a little bit more like, all right, we got something out there once the Android version's out, because I really want to get it out there. Android's really important to me. Just because I'm only one guy, I can only do one platform, you know, and web. But I'm really trying to find that co-founder who is passionate about podcasts and also is an Android developer. So if you're listening out there, please get in touch with me, jamie@tongue.fm, J-A-M-I-E.
Excellent. Well, Jamie, anything else you want to share with the audience who are hearing this and going to go ahead and download tongue.fm today?
Well, thanks for listening. And hopefully, I built tongue.fm to be my dream podcast player. So hopefully it has all the features that you would expect, like notifying you of new episodes, has your profile so you can see your listening history, lots of little goodies. You can save podcasts for offline and they automatically delete after 30 days. So you never have to worry about using all the storage on your phone. So yeah, I hope you check it out and I hope you enjoy it.
We've been chatting with creator, developer, founder, everything at tongue.fm, Jamie Perkins. Jamie, thank you so much for chatting with us here. Thank you so much for chatting with us here on Pod to Pod.
Thanks so much for having me, Matthew.